My name is Matt Ryan, and I am joined on the phone right now by Justin Fancy. Justin, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, anytime. So I want to ask you about your new tune that you released here recently called She's Mine. This is a great song. I've been listening to this one. It's a great song. Can you tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of the story behind it and how that one came to be written?
Yeah, I really appreciate it, man. This one was a fun one. I wanted to go back to my kind of 90s roots on this song.
Yeah.
I had focused a lot on a modern sounding country. You know, when I first started a few years ago when I released my first album, we really focused on getting that modern country. But I have 90s country in my roots. And,
love
you know,
it.
I've sang everything from 60s countries right on to, you know, 90s and 2000s mm-hmm. and whatever. And, you know,
yeah.
today's music. So it was a bit of a shift for me. But I thought this was a really fun song when I wrote it. And I wanted to portray that in the production. And I think my producer Clint Curtis and I, we co-produced this song, and we were just so happy with the result. I think it's just an upbeat kind of like fun kind of vibing song, and it's
yeah.
you know it has some you know women empowerment in it too mm-hmm. In a way, and you know and that wasn't really by design. It was you know it was a song about a girl that you can brag about. You know, a girl that
mm-hmm.
gets up, goes to work in the mornings, pretty hard nosed. You know, and
yeah.
she drinks whiskey instead of, you know, Chardonnay, and
yeah.
there's references to this kind of girl power kind of vibe, right? You know, and
yeah.
I have friends that have girlfriends like that, so it was,
mm-hmm.
you know, it wasn't that difficult to write because I could relate to it, and I'm sure a lot of people can, you know?
I love it. It's fantastic. Have you had an opportunity, you probably have had an opportunity to play this one live, whether it be a band or even acoustically, but kind of how's that gone
yeah.
for you? And what's it like kind of playing a new song and kind of one of your new ones for the first few times to a live audience? What's that experience like for you?
It's really, really fun. And, you know, we try and, you know, familiarize our audiences even before we release songs. Like, you know, I played a bunch of shows last year, and I played this one. I opened up for George Canyon over the fall, and
very
I played
cool.
this one to great appraise, you know, in the shows that I played. And, you know, everybody was asking, you know, is this song out yet, or when is it coming, or whatever. So then I, you know, I released my latest album, Whiskey and Me, and that was on there. And we didn't really kind of promote that. We promoted more of the album as a whole. And then we, all of a sudden, we popped this single, She's Mine, and everybody's going, oh, okay, there's that song, you know, and people are starting to familiarize with it again. I've gotten some really, really good response, you know, right across Canada for this song. And again, I'm very fortunate. And I tell myself every day, you know, if I can keep releasing songs and writing songs that people can relate to and people want to listen to, then I'm going to do that for damn well, you know,
yeah.
Forever, as long as I can, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely love it. Again, joined right now by Justin Fancy. Justin, now you're calling us from Newfoundland, and we chatted a little bit before we started recording here how I've personally never been to Newfoundland, but I've talked to artists who are either living there or been from Newfoundland. So tell us
yeah.
a little bit about that part of Canada. I gotta get out and explore a little more of Canada. I've never been to Newfoundland. I've been to Halifax, and I love the Maritimes. So what's kind of the music vibe out
yeah.
in Newfoundland? What's that experience been like for you?
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, I've been here, I've lived here all my life, so, and I've been introduced to every genre of music I can think of. When I first started playing guitar, I started playing a lot of old country, George Jones, Waylon Jennings, Merle Haggard,
yeah.
all that kind of stuff. But as I morphed into more of a bar scene cover song guy, I got introduced to a lot of music, a lot of classic rock, a lot of rock music, a lot of, you know, 90s rock was big when I was pumping
mm-hmm.
the music out in the bars and stuff,
yeah.
you know, Goo Goo Dolls or, you know,
oh,
Arlene Peace or,
yeah.
you know, stuff like that. But I mean, and that was crowd pleasers, right? But I mean, if you go to what's called George Street in St. John's, it's basically a pedestrian street
mm-hmm.
with a bunch of bars. There's about 20 bars on the street, and
wow.
you could walk in there any given night. You could walk into traditional folk music in one bar, country in another bar, rock
mm-hmm.
in another bar, classic rock in another bar. There's such a variety of music. The one thing that I find across Canada, not a lot of people know, is that Newfoundland loves country music. And, you know, and it's something that, you know, it took me a while to discover. But people, I mean, people love country music here. Mm-hmm. More of the older stuff. I mean, you know, the older demographic, they like the older, the George Jones, Merle Haggard. But, I mean, that stuff, we have what's called, on one of our stations here, we have what's called the Cabin Party. And that plays mm-hmm. all country music twice a week here on one of the stations. And, I mean, that's something that's religious here in Newfoundland.
Right.
So, you know, country music is alive and very well, even on the East Coast. I mean, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, all the Maritime provinces and Newfoundland. I feel we have a, you know, a very, it's a unique culture, but we have a very, very big knack for country music, no doubt.
Love it. I've heard nothing but good things about Newfoundland, so I got to make my way out there. And I appreciate the old the Goo Goo Doll reference as well. That's a classic. I love it. I appreciate yeah. that. A couple more questions just before we let you go. What's kind of this year looking like for you? What's 2024 looking like? Are you planning to be busy playing a lot of live shows? What's kind of on the way for you this year?
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff going on, man. I'm really, really busy this year. I've been fortunate enough, you know, to get some gigs and festivals and all that jazz. I'm traveling. I'm nominated for an ECMA this year, so I'm traveling awesome. to Prince Edward Island at the first week of May. I'm going up there. I'm headed to Toronto next week. I'm doing some showcase up there and a little mini radio tour up there as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm making my rounds around. There's still some stuff in the works for, you know, getting booked, but I got a few festivals on the go here in Newfoundland and Nova Scotia. And you know, I'm just taking it day by day. And like I said to you before, I'm extremely fortunate to do this kind of thing. And, I don't take any of it for granted. I can tell you, I'm going to make my way to Saskatchewan one of these days. I can promise you.
No, if you do make it out to the prairies, preferably come during the summertime and not January, February, just as an FYI. it can be a little risky January, February, those months specifically.
No doubt.
But any other month, then you should be fine. Before we let you go, if people want to follow along with what you're up to, whether it be music or shows, that kind of thing, there's social media platforms, website people can check out. How can people follow along with what you're up to?
Yeah, for sure, man. JustinFancyMusic.ca is the hub. That's the website that has everything on it. All my socials are on there and everything else. You can follow me on Instagram or Facebook at JustinFancyMusic. And yeah, I'm regularly posting on there, trying to keep up with the social media world and the TikTok and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. So, JustinFancyMusic.ca would be your best bet to go and find everything all in one place.
Perfect. Justin, we really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. We love the sound of the new tune and looking forward to what is on the way from you, again, going forward. And I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Really appreciate it, man. Thanks, bud.